Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's OMF on EEI.
Hustle is free.
With Lou Merlone.
Craig Anderson actually might be their best goalie.
Christian Fourier.
Hockey insider, the lead host of OMF.
Do hockey players get turfed on?
And Glenn Ordway.
You were going to Hoboken, and you were going to, who's the other guy that they have?
The Bruins drop game one to the Capitals.
Oshie from out high with a shot, he scores!
Wake up!
Do you put this one on Tuca?
No, right now, I'm not thinking that. I'm just thinking game by game.
We talked to NHL analyst Fluto Shinzawa at 3:30. Now it's time for OMF.
Warning, content may not be appropriate for young children.
On EEI.
I'm just wondering why we have to wait 12 days to strip off the masks and everything else. Are we waiting for the Bruins to beat the Capitals?
I think
we
maybe
have to
that's
wait
what
until
it is.
That series is over?
The one thing that's been clear about everything related to COVID and the restrictions and then the lifting of the restrictions and the restrictions that are reapplied is that they just arbitrarily just grab a certain amount of time out of thin air. You know what? This date feels good to me. Let's go with that. Yeah. What is the reasoning behind it?
May 29th. You think they sat in a room and said, what about the 28th?
No. What day is that?
Friday going into the weekend?
No. That's my uncle's birthday.
It's Saturday. Why not open it Sunday? But we still don't know, right? We don't know the city of Boston. We're going to wait and hear that in about a half hour, I think.
Well, the city of Boston will be 3 weeks behind whatever the governor says.
God. Yes. If I say June 14th.
Sure. Okay, I'm going with the 24th. I'm going to go with the 22nd.
July 1st, actually. You never know.
If you come out and you finally realize that the science is going to allow us to live a somewhat normal life, and you do it on the 17th, why don't you sit there and say, okay, today, we're free.
Yes,
let's
yes.
go do it. Why do we have to wait there for 12 days? Do you have to condition people? Well, let me ask you this. Will you have any trouble ripping off your mask, or do we have to wean you into it over a 12-day period in which you slowly take off one flap?
You know what really sucks is that, so the Bruins have to get past this series.
They do.
I don't know what the mayor's going to say. I have no idea, but I was looking. Game 6 would be here May 25th. Not early enough. Not late enough,
I should say.
Nope. So they got to get through that next round. But then the mayor might put a kibosh on that round.
What a dope.
So they may have to they may have to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. But still, it's coming and it's good news. We'll see.
And the Celtics
maybe not the other night on Saturday, but it's good news.
And the Celtics have no hope because, you know, who knows how long. Because they're in the play-in tournament.
Yeah, they won't have
the
fans.
They're not in the playoffs.
They won't have fans till next fall, next winter.
All right, let's start with the Bruins.
Oh.
Boy, Tuukka Rask is a lightning rod. What can I tell you?
Oh, my God.
What can I tell you? They lost the game.
Yeah.
Tuukka's fine. Okay, you can look at the last goal off the chest. Maybe you should have kept it in front of him. But where was your first line? Where was your second line? Now, the second line has been a recent phenomenon, right, since the trading deadline. But where was the number one line, your best line in hockey? Nowhere.
See, what happens is, you know, the blame game. So Celtics fans are just, you know, they let everything go. They give you a bunch of excuses why, you know, they want to support their team. They're the green teamers. Bruins fans, hockey fans.
They're different.
They're so whack.
I love them, though.
It's like they accuse.
They're real. They're realists.
They accuse. They point fingers.
Love them.
They want the hook.
Yep. You're not. Park the top
it's
feet.
Amazing
then,
the different.
You gotta park the top
it's,
am, feet.
It's amazing the personality differences. It's like suddenly, get him out of here. He's no good. I don't care what he's done. That's the hockey fan. If the Celtics fans became hockey fans, it would be. You guys, relax.
Oh, blood and
it's
water.
It's okay. We're still going to be fine. Bruce Cassidy knows what he's doing. This is Tuca. We love Tuca.
The future. The future is bright.
It's just, yeah. It's like, hope. Oh, stop being so negative.
You know, you might have a great goalie for the future, maybe, in Swayman down the, like, 3 years from now. This team could be good.
Yeah, and that'd
be
the green. Put him on the shelf for 3 years.
You want like the ultimate green teamer in a room with the ultimate Bruins.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
That's what you want. Be like, yeah. Hey, listen, I know you lost 3-2, but it was an overtime on the road. Yeah. Like, that's a good loss. Yeah. There's hope.
It's and look, the brighter side of everything.
Yeah, and you know, next year you could be even better.
Yeah.
You know, and you've got like, future draft picks.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's going to be, think about how good you could be down the road. Bruins fans, they F you, punch him in the face, and leave the room.
Yeah, Swayman needs to be the starter. Swayman's going to be the answer. We've given Tuukka Rask enough chances. He's never going to do it for us. What are we waiting for? We need a chance. It's like, it's almost like Tuukka Rask is like on some team, some crappy team in the middle of the year that isn't winning anything, and they want the first round pick to be the starter now. Well, the first round pick is Swayman.
The funny thing is that the Bruin fans have heard Tuukka Rask talk after games for how many years now? And yet they are all up in arms over Tuukka trying to go through the overtime winning goal.
And just to follow up, I mean, if you can just take us through the OT goal there.
Yeah, just one timer after the blue line there. I think it was going over my head or at my head or something, and then hit a stick, hit my chest, and somehow end up in the net. I think I probably bumped it into my own net or something. I didn't really see the replay, but that's what I would guess. I think all the goals hit a stick. That's just, you know, how it goes sometimes. I think goalies in general are really good in this league, so, you know, it's a tough time to beat them with the direct shot anyway, so you're going to have some screens and deflections, and today they ended up having 3 of them. It's hockey, but I guess tough luck on me.
Burn him! So green teamers would have taken, that's how it goes sometimes. So they would say, that's how it goes sometimes.
He's right.
What's wrong
with
that? That's right.
What more do you want him to say?
Yeah, exactly.
Bruins?
They are
Bruins?
Pissed.
What? Bruins? It's your fault? You're blaming you? Good, because I'm putting it all on you. You suck, Rask. I would say this about that one. That one was weird. Like you say, it was tipped, hit him in the chest. I don't know, you guys tell me. It looked like it kind of dropped right in front of him, and he tried to corral it with his stick.
Yeah.
To kind of, and it went under his legs.
Yeah.
Like, he actually, I think, put it back in.
Yeah.
Still got to keep it, I guess, in front of you, but it is a fluke situation.
Then you hit on it, you know, like Tuukka. I know there's a lot of attention on him, especially the kid behind him. You cannot win if your top six, your two lines, you know, are just sort of disappear.
No.
Right? And they don't show up. And that was one of the beauties of this team. We said, you know, they can go out there, they can defend, especially on the road. Last final change, it can match up whatever you want against that Bergeron line, but the second line's performing, and the depth is what's going to kill you for the Bruins, and it just didn't show up.
So we all sat here, and not just us, because there are a lot of big hockey experts out there that know far more than Fourier, and he knows a lot when it comes to the game, who are out there saying, yeah, Bruins in 4, Bruins in 5, Bruins maybe in 6 or whatever, and they were citing the mess that the Capitals are in with all of their injuries, their goaltending mess or whatever, but I think we all missed something. And I don't think it was our job to do the research. The hockey expert should have done it. And I started seeing it after the game on Saturday night that first line the Bruins have has fared very poorly against the Capitals. Well, wait a minute. You're relying on that first line to do a lot of scoring. So is it a bad matchup issue for the Bruins against the Capitals? I don't know. Maybe that's
I think the second line, though, completely dominated them, especially the last few times they played them. So, no, you're going to need it from them. You know, you are, and I think Tuukka right now. I understand that it's a conversation. He's not good with the media, or he's not good for like Bruins fans. Like the way he talked, it's sort of like the ho hum. Remember, like Manny.
La-dee-da.
Remember Manny, like after they lost Game 6 or something like that against the Indians years ago, 07, maybe was it? And he's like, hey, we go tomorrow. If we win, we win. If we don't, we go home.
Yep.
And everyone's like, what? I don't want to hear it. Well, he's okay if they lose. He doesn't care if they lose. What's wrong with Manny? It's Tuukka.
Manny being Manny.
Tuukka being Tuukka. Like,
and
honestly, it's a goalie mentality. Like, hey, you know, what can I tell you? You know, bad luck for me. We'll see what happens. We'll see. I don't want to hear we'll see. Let's go. You
know, see,
go.
That's
just who he is.
The personality, the lack of, I guess, you know, venom in his voice is almost this, you know, this admission of I don't care. Like, do you think that he's accomplished so much in his life that he's just, these are some games that he can burn down? That he just, you know, they don't mean
cares.
As much to him. It really is remarkable.
I think he cares.
I know he cares.
It's how he handles
and
it.
It's and I would even say, people saying he's his own worst enemy, I think is bullcrap. Why does his personality suddenly have to be the way he decides to handle a certain situation becomes some sort of like acknowledgement of just, you know, separation from the emotions. Like, I don't get it.
Christian, I think it's his personality.
Yes.
He just has a low-key personality. And you see this after all games, you know, in which, you know, something happened. He doesn't really rip his own teammates. It's just this is exactly who he is and how he's always operated.
It's a goalie mentality.
That's it. And it's the next game. Yeah, you know, start all over. Next game, we'll go get him in the next game. I do think he cares. I don't think that's the problem. But I will say this. If you thought there was a lot riding on him going into the series, how much is riding on him with tonight's game? If they go out there, and let's say they have difficulty scoring, dare I say, against Craig Anderson? Is he 40 yet?
No, you say 40. You say they.
39.
If they have the Bruins. Issues, okay,
it's the Bruins.
Fine.
We're, it's we're a team. Talking. First line.
Okay, yeah. That
second Rask, line. Lou just
know, but what
about.
Does that have to do with Rask?
I was going to say they have trouble scoring against Rask. Anderson. It's got nothing to do with Rask. If Rask goes out and gives up a softy, as they would say,
bingo.
Early.
There it is.
Or another one.
Yep.
You know, and it, this game doesn't go well tonight. You know, for the first time in his career, yeah, I think Bruce Cassidy would sit there and maybe think about some stuff.
I
still think they're far away from moving on from Rask, personally. I really do. Even if they lose the game, I can still see him coming back with them. You know, down 2-0 at home. I get it. It'll get loud tomorrow morning if they lose this game tonight. But I still think he sticks with them. He's the best goalie right now.
Well, here's the good news is that Charlie Baker is not going to allow more people in the arena until the 29th. So they have that going for them. I would say this. I agree with you, Lou. It's a real dilemma. If you go down 0-2, you're playing game 3. You're going to throw the kid in there as good as the kid has been at the end of the season.
Right.
You're going to throw the kid
down
out there. And no, that would be back here. That would be right game
three. No, I'm saying down 2-0.
Down 2-0. Right. You're going to do it. On the other hand, if Rask is a little bit shaky tonight, what do you do? If you're Cassidy, what do you do? See, you got confidence in Swayman. The kid hasn't been affected by any of this stuff. If he's shaky tonight.
It will not happen. It should not happen. If that is the case, that would be one of the biggest mistakes Cassidy makes moving forward.
Ooh, okay.
Ooh, wow.
Terrible
will
decision.
You churn on him just like that?
No, he's smarter than that, though. He's not going to be influenced. He's not going to allow you to influence you. Like, they're mad at oh, no, I better put Swayman in. Yeah, let me listen to the fans.
Let's get into it. Coming up next, we'll talk to Fluto Chinzauer of The Athletic. There's a hockey guy coming up at 3:30 today. And, oh, yeah, we'll get into the play-in game. And I hate to say it, but the Celtics might have gotten the worst play-in opponent they could find. We'll get to all of that on the Monday edition of OMF.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ordway, Merlone, Fourier, back to OMF on EEI.
For the back, McAvoy, a stick snaps in half, and here come the Caps. Oshie ahead with Tom Wilson. McAvoy playing shorthanded. Wilson scores!
And it's such an intelligent play by Wilson. McAvoy, unfortunately, breaks his stick right here at the point. The give and go is available. McAvoy unable, of course, to make a poke check play because he has no weapon to do it. And Oshie and Wilson team up for the first goal of the playoffs. Wilson buries it high to the bump side.
So let's face it, maybe he was a little bit unlucky, right? I mean, broken stick, 2-on-1 break. I mean, stuff like that happens.
Yeah.
Tonight, he's got to stand on his head.
He does stand on his head.
It's a hockey trick.
And that is my. I guess that's my question. So, does circumstances matter at all? So that's a hockey fan. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter that McAvoy broke his stick. Okay, McAvoy's got to do something, and if all else fails,
put a new stick
together. Rass has got to do his best, and he's the last line of defense. It's like those things unheard of, unfortunate, unlucky. Like, do those things even matter?
Yes, they do matter to the fans, and I'll tell you this, and they're matching it all up to what they remember with Tim Thomas in 2011.
Oh, I, you know
that
what?
Is their memory.
I'm
bank.
So sick of hearing about Tim
Can't.
Thomas.
That's their memory.
It's worst thing so that happened
what?
To Tuca.
It's like yeah. It's like the victims of the moment 10 years ago. It's like stop it. Like it's ridiculous. Like it's like everything. So he is held to this standard, this Tim Thomas standard, where if you look at the numbers, I mean, Tuca's better. But in playoff situations, you know, saving the day.
Nobody was better in that postseason.
I heard a guy call the midday show, and Keith just undressed this guy. You guys, that guy, he's got to just stop everything. He's got to stop the pucks when it matters. He's like, well, what does that mean?
When does it matter?
When does it matter? When they shoot it on him. It was an excellent exchange. The guy had, well, when it matters was when it, every single time it matters.
It always matters.
This might knock your socks off.
Where he was outstanding. He was very good in this game. He just, listen, it's unfortunately for this guy, it's like, I don't know when he ever gets the credit maybe he deserves. I get it. People are just hard on him. And the worst thing about it was like, you know, if Halak was the only guy behind him, we already caught that last year. And we'd sit there and say, no, it's Tuca. Ride Tuca. Tuca's got to be better. Live or die with Tuca. It's because of the kid.
Get the kid.
The way he played down the stretch there, what was it, the 10 games, he was phenomenal. So because of him, it's like now it's like the worst thing. Every time this guy loses, even if it's not his fault. And I get it that they're on the road, but I don't know if Cassidy talked about it after the game. We talked to Fluto here, what, 3:30?
Yeah.
Like the matchups. I know you're on the road. But Bergeron, nope. He had Krejci out there against the Ovechkin line. He didn't even have Grizzlick and McAvoy against that line. You know, and I know it's tough to match, but it wasn't even an effort, you know, to get those two, like your number one line, your number one pair against them. It was, and I know, again, on the road, it's tough to do, but I think Cassidy even talked about it after the game. Maybe we're going to have to try to do it a little bit more. So it's like that. The worst thing about it was watching game one was thinking Ovechkin's healthy. Like, this is a guy that missed, I think, 7 games in the last 2 weeks and said, okay, maybe he's banged up, maybe he's hurt, he slowed down a little bit. No. He was freaking on fire, hitting everything. It's amazing. He's so strong and powerful and skilled. Like, right now, I was hoping that he was hurt, and he looked electric in game one.
Listen.
That's your biggest concern, he's healthy.
The Capitals are down to their third goaltender,
yeah,
okay?
But,
and he played, what, 4 games, started 2
worst
during the regular
was
season.
Getting hurt early
so
on in that game.
Could it be that Craig Anderson is going in the time machine and he's taking his back? I have trouble believing that.
Vanacek didn't skate this morning either. So you got Anderson again, I guess.
So there you go. So if you go out there with Anderson tonight,
yeah,
And he wasn't great.
And is Cut Your Nuts Off coming in tonight?
Cut Your Nuts Off is supposed to be back.
Kuznetsov.
Who?
Evgeny Kuznetsov.
Cut Your Nuts Off. No, Kuznetsov. Is he coming back tonight? I think he might be.
He's supposed to be back tonight. He's been skating the last couple of days. He was on COVID.
Yeah, COVID guy. He hasn't played since May 1st either.
He would make a huge difference, okay, for them. But again, he's been out for a while, so we'll see.
Bruins fans, starting to panic a little bit. Are we starting to panic?
No, I wouldn't panic because the goaltending situation right now for the Capitals is going to catch up. Yeah, absolutely. And it might catch up with them tonight. This might be a 4-1 game, something like that, break out early in the first period.
One thing you said, Foyer, like about a few days ago when the playoffs start, because I'm high on this team. I think they should go very deep, right? I'd be disappointed if they don't get out of this. And Washington's a good team. But you did say that, I think it was the last 11 or 12 games, are we basing this team how great they've played? Did they play Buffalo 6 times in the last 12 games of the season?
They played them a lot.
Jersey a couple times, Rangers a couple times. Oh, listen, they beat Washington. They beat the Islanders in that mix. But was it Pittsburgh, I think, too? But still, was it? I don't know. Did they look better?
Yep.
Then maybe they are, because the way that final stretch looked down the last 10, 15 games, the opponents.
Well, okay. So what do you think has a likelihood of changing? Anderson continually playing at a good to high level, or the first line, maybe doing better than 7 shots on goal and 6 by Pastrnak. That's what the first line had. 7 shots, 6 by Pastrnak. So what do you think is more likely?
Well, first,
those guys getting more attempts and more shots.
I'm
still confident.
Anderson didn't have to do a lot of work. They didn't make him work an awful lot. That's part of the problem, I think.
Don't you give Washington some credit for how they play defense?
Yeah, I'll give them some credit. I already said that against the first line, they were really, really good. I think if you go out there and you let some pucks fly in front of Anderson, I got to believe you're going to have some success. No?
Got to get to the dirty areas.
The dirty areas.
You got to get dirty.
Got to get Richie out there in front of the net. But here's what you need to do getting back to Tuukka Rask. He's going to have to be really, really good tonight.
This is honest to God. Again, it's the similarities are so striking to me. It's the quarterback position and the goalie. It doesn't matter what your entire
pretty
team
important
does.
Position, I would say.
No, I'm not. It is. They're both
maybe
important.
Not as much as a tight end.
But everybody knows that. It's like, in the end, basically you're telling me, Tuukka, listen, we're all getting paid and we're all great at what we do. We're all going to F up at the exact same time. Could you please bail us out?
It's hockey.
Can you please just save the day? Can you be the hero? Can you ride
You need a few of those a game, though.
Sure, yes, you do.
You need that overtime.
Sure, you need some of that.
Save.
But when I saw the pitchforks and freaking torches come out after this game, I'm like, I'm looking through all the goals that he gave up. I'm
right?
like, I
did we not talk
little
about
am.
This? We talked we, about this before am, the series
I,
began.
You, okay, so the first two goals, pass. Difficult situations. Like the third one, no, I think he should have stopped it, even though it was kind of weird.
He did stop it.
Way it was,
He should have scored for him.
Dribbled between his legs.
I don't know. I just feel like, to me, it's a difference of mentality between just, the fan base. And we used the Celtics as an example. Like, we were talking about how we would love to have a hockey fan and a Bruins fan.
I think a lot of it is how Tuukka talks afterwards. Like, he's a goalie. It's almost like, game one of the playoffs, the closer gives it up, and he came out after a game and said, hey, it's one game. And then I got to move on. Like, I have to. I'm a closer. Like, I have to. It's whatever. I have to downplay it and move on, and people get pissed off. Well, that's kind of like his mentality, I think. It's, and last year, too, you play off of, remember that first round, the bubble?
Yeah.
I don't even feel like I'm in the playoffs. You know what I mean? It doesn't even feel right. Eventually, he went home. There's a lot of stuff going on. So it's just what he says afterwards, but I think it's a mentality. It's almost like a kicker. I missed a game winner. Okay, well, what am I going to do? Kick my ass over it? Like myself? Like, no, I need to move on. That's what he is. He's a mentality. Goalies are different birds. And I just think he is so low-key after this game like this and a loss that we think that it doesn't bother him. And I don't think that's the case.
And so from out of nowhere, Kevin Paul DuPont in the postgame asked Tuukka this question.
Do you go into these playoffs thinking how these playoffs go will determine whether you want to continue your career after this year, or do you already know where you're going after this season?
I haven't really thought of that. I think I just try to go, game by game, series by series, and then see what the future brings after that. Obviously, there's going to be some decisions to be made, but we'll do that when the time's right. Now, right now, I'm not thinking that. I'm just thinking
you know, game by game and series by series. And
health wise, body wise, you feel good enough you could go
play after this year?
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm not going to answer that right now. I'll talk to you after the season. You'll find out.
Okay, thanks.
Kevin, it is game one.
How strange was that question?
It's game one. I heard that. It was like, what? Game one. I could understand it if you're down in a series, let's say, 3-1, something like that. Do you think about maybe at
but
that
even
point,
then, that's a post-game interview when you're
eliminated. When you're done, yeah.
Like, you lost game one of a 7-game series in the first round, and it is, so are you going to play next year?
Right.
Physically, are you okay? You think you're going to play? And it's like, what?
That was bizarre.
What after this year?
What do you want him to say? I'm ready for game two. What are you talking about? Am I physically ready to play? Good God. Talk to me in a few weeks, right?
It was weird. And yet, what did people expect him to say and answer that? He's certainly, if he's going to retire, tell you now. That would be the worst thing you could do. So everybody knows that this is the end and you're out. So you don't really care. I mean, it was just bizarre when I heard it.
Yeah, it's almost like...
It's unfair.
It's almost like, let me ask this question because you look disconnected.
Yes.
You look like you're not into it. So do you even want to play? Do you think you can play? Are you healthy? Is your mind into it? It's like, this is a question to your point, Lou, that you ask a quarterback or a coach after the Super Bowl. After you win or you lose.
Yeah.
After the World Series. After you win or you lose. After the series is over.
Well, as I said, down 3-1, it's almost out of place. But I could see somebody asking that question, maybe in that situation. But game one, it was unbelievable. All right, we'll stick with a lot of the Bruins stuff during the course of the program today because this is a big game. I don't know if it's a must game.
It is not a must win.
You could go down 0-2 and still come back and win, especially with their goaltending situation. But we got to get to the Celtics and the play-in game. They were only good for the play-in game, and I think they got the toughest play-in opponent. We'll get to that coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Follow the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI.
There's not a stupid question. There's not a bad idea. And go.
Now back to OMF.
All right, 7:30 tonight. It is game two.
Not a must game.
You can bob your head. You can do whatever you want. We're going to get to
you
the phone
call. Bob your head.
Yeah.
It's 617-779-7937. Here's Steve in a truck. Hello, Steve.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
What up, good. Steve?
So, my take is this. I don't put that game on Super, but I'll tell you what. That first line, Pasternak's going to get a little tougher. I know he had 6 shots, but he gets hit, and he's like out of the play. I don't understand that guy. I mean, I like him. I love how he shoots. I love all that in the passing. But if you put any kind of physicality on him, he's a lost duck. He's done. I mean, you had, what, like you said, 7 shots on that first line. Moss, you didn't have a shot in the whole game. I don't
Pasta
get it.
Had 6.
Yes, Pasta had That's 6 of the 7.
No, and you know the thing with Pasta too, Steven, it's like, you know, sometimes, you know, especially the last, he kind of can coast at times, right? Like, we can
what's
get
up,
on
guys?
Everybody we want, but it's like you expect this guy to be like, okay. You know, I mean, if the Bruins getting past this round, they're going deep, you're going to be looking at Pasta, you're going to look at Bergeron, Marchand. You know teams are going out there putting their best lines against them. They always do. You know, they always do. But you need more
he's
from
gotta
them.
He's got to step up.
Yes.
He's got to step up and start scoring in the playoffs. The guy's got a great career. He's a great scored during the season, but, God, you got to shine in the playoffs, too.
So, Marchand, Bergeron, Pasternak have scored 4 5-on-5 goals in the last 199 minutes together in the playoffs. That's 1.2 goals per 60. So, we can sit here and we can talk about Tuukka Rask, but that's why it's going to look bad for Rask, Christian, because they rely so much on that first line. I know we've talked a lot about the second line now in the last month or so, but they rely so much on that first line. If the first line doesn't do it, Tuukka has to be that much better.
I also feel like it is almost unrealistic to put such high expectations on one guy to save the day every single time. I would just ask, why is it so personal? Well, it's so personal. People take they react so personal. It's like Tuukka Rask is doing this to them personally.
Well, my biggest takeaway, and I'm sure yours was as well, is your first line let you down in that game in game one.
Start pointing fingers like those guys are studs also.
Okay,
like I would say, right. Where were you? Right, you were sleepwalking?
But people have confidence in them. Fans have confidence in them. So what they do with Tuukka Rask is he's let them down before. He's left games. He's left series. He left the bubble last year. He's let them down in big games when he's played well, and then suddenly in that last game,
but Bruins fans also forget about how great he has been. He was the reason why your ass was in the Stanley Cup 2 years ago.
I would agree.
Like, the way he played in that series, and I know the schedule fell the way it was, and maybe your opponents weren't great, you know, Columbus and Carolina and everything else, but he was historic going into that Stanley Cup. So it's like, I'm with you. Like, you sort of just forget, you know, the good times. And I mean, it's like if they don't win the cup, which means they lose and get eliminated, even in the Stanley Cup, he'll get criticized. You know, we won't look at how they got there. You know, that's just the way this guy's career is here in Boston.
Yep.
He takes a lot of crap.
Yep. Eddie's in a car next up here on OMF. Eddie.
Sorry, I think the problem with Tuukka goes back to last year because everybody's bitter that the guy quit. But as far as last night goes, it's a tipped puck. There's nothing you can do on a tip puck. It's not like he took it and he threw the puck into the net. Just lost sight of it and lost it. And that's what it is what it is, especially on a tip puck. And you know what? Let's see what happens tonight. If they win the series, then let's move forward. But Tuukka Rask is a great, great, great goaltender. And I'd like to see this guy carry them to the promised land. And if he don't, he's going to be forever. He's going to be the person that going to be the GOAT, and not in a good way, in a bad way.
Yeah, you know what he is? He's Steven Gostkowski.
Yeah.
That's who he is.
Yeah.
Because he's trying to live up to Vinatieri, and when you look at his numbers, you say he had a better career than Adam Vinatieri, right? But he never had the big kick. Mm-hmm. You know, and you look at Tuukka, and you look at his numbers to Tim Thomas, but what Thomas did in that one Stanley Cup run. That's the way it is. You talk about that last tip we're just looking at. Hit him off the chest. It was tipped. It fell to him, and when he closed his legs, actually, I think his left pad, when he closed his legs, I knocked it underneath him. You know, and it is what it is. But it's also like if he comes out tonight, there's no give. Like if he gives it a softy away today early on or something like that and they lose the game because there's a goal or two that everybody thinks he should have had, they'll be even louder asking for a change in game 3.
Yeah, unless
Maria, because I know she's pissed.
Unless the first line opens up, he's going to have to be one of those guys that stands on his head. I say it again. He's going to have to be great tonight. Here's Maria in Watertown. Hello, Maria.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Listen, I think I'm going to go all Angry Lou on that.
Ooh.
Go.
What, Kevin Paul?
Give her the music.
Want.
Wait, Maria, do you want music right now?
Give her the music.
Because I would love this.
Could you give me a little music?
Give her mine.
I think a dickhead deserves
nice
music.
Wow. Go ahead.
Okay?
Wow. Go ahead.
What a total dickhead question to ask Tuukka Rask when you know that he's such a lightning rod, so you go trolling to get more lightning rod information.
Yes.
And ask him an irrelevant question such as that.
Yes.
And then to top it off,
you come after me on Twitter, dude.
Wait a minute.
And you take a shot at WEEI. Okay? Quote tweeting me and saying, quote unquote, I get all my sports insight by listening to WEEI. Let me school you, Mr. DuPont. In the post game, it's irrelevant then, it's irrelevant now. So are you, and so is the Boston Globe. Thank you for the time.
All right. I love you, Maria. Thanks for listening.
Job,
Maria.
Thank God we don't get our political advice from Kevin Paul DuPont. Yeah.
Maria tweeted him and said, do us all a favor and don't ask players irrelevant questions, which got Kevin Paul DuPont to put a quote, I get my sports insight by listening to sports talk on EEI. Kevin, it was a stupid question. I mean, it's game one of the freaking first round of the playoffs, and you're asking this guy if he's healthy enough to play next year. Like, that's a dumb question.
Let me school you, DuPont.
The timing of it is just, it's not relevant. What did you expect him to say? Like, I'm ready for game two, Kevin. Like, I don't know what you want me to tell you. Well, are you going to retire? Is this it? If you win the cup, are you going to retire? If you lose the cup, do you feel like you have to come back? It's game one. Hopefully he's going to play, you know, what, 20-something, 25 games if they can go far enough? Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, I don't get, like, did he write an article on whether the longevity issues that Tuukka Rask is looking at these days?
I mean, it's all, like, we're all talking about it. Did he ask Krejci if he's going to come back next year after game one?
He's a free agent.
You know what I mean? Like, or is it depending on how you do in the playoffs? Like, what do we? It's a game one of the playoffs.
Do you go into these playoffs thinking how these playoffs go will determine whether you want to continue your career after this year, or do you already know where you're going after this season?
Let me school you, Mr. DuPont.
Maria.
And again, Kevin's misunderstanding it. You're asking him after game one. First game of a first playoff series. That's when you're asking him. There's one thing about asking him off the cuff during the course of the week in between games, stuff like that. And even that probably is a little bit out there. But I understand that if you're writing some type of, you know, feature piece about the future of him. But to do it right after game one in a post-game press conference, it's really weird.
I agree with Lou.
It's really weird.
I never trust a man with two first names.
It's a good point. It's a very good point.
Make up your mind.
It's a good point.
Clearly, you're clueless.
Or somebody that has one name.
That was good.
Make up your mind.
Yeah. I thought she did a good job.
I thought she did an excellent
the music
job.
And everything. I thought she did very well.
I feel like it's a call to arms. Listen, if you're really upset, if you're really angry, and you really feel passionate, we'll give you the background music to kind of, you know, drive your point home.
Yeah.
You just got to bring it like Maria. I'm impressed.
You come after me on Twitter, dude?
Love that. Unbelievable. Yeah, it's a little out of place to ask him in the first. So suppose he's great the rest of the series. What do you go back and what does he say then? You go back and say to him, are you going to play forever? Do you want a new 5-year contract because you've been playing great here in this first round?
I know. It's the first game.
I would say this. Yeah, it's game one.
Series.
When it comes to this Bruins team, like, I don't know how you guys feel about them, but I just trust the DNA of this team.
I do too.
Like, I just trust them.
Yeah, and I don't
trust...
Like,
if it was the Celtics, I would be like, they're done.
Right.
But it's the Bruins. Like, I look at a guy like Patrice Bergeron and Brad Marchand and David Krejci, you know, and just say, I trust this group to kind of show up here in game two and take care of business.
So you talk about the comparison with the Celtics. So we've seen it where the Celtics have been beaten up badly, okay, and lose a game. And we all sit here and say, a normal team that had real balls and guts and grit would come out in the next game and be on fire early on in the game. And you're right, Lou. How many times did we say that about the Celtics and they came with nothing? When the Bruins have had one of those games,
right,
they always come back and they're with a great game. My guess is they come out on fire in that first period in tonight's game. I would, because again, the DNA, and I have faith in them that they're going to do it. I don't with the Celtics. And the Celtics open up tomorrow night, and they couldn't have gotten a worse opponent. So the Celtics in the last 23 games are below 500. The Washington Wizards in the last 23 games are 17-6. Do you like their chances tomorrow night?
No. I mean, if you're going to sit there and say, okay, do I like their chances? And your answer is yes. Okay, I would say based on what? Based on what? Based on the way they finished, where they're at, what their DNA is. And their DNA is terrible. And you mentioned how well they played. You look at all the teams that the Celtics lost to, because they finished off the season. They lost 9 of their last 13. We're talking about OKC, the Cavs, and the Bulls, just to name a few. So it wasn't like they were like losing to really good teams. They have been losing to crappy teams the whole second half of the season.
So what I noticed at the end of the season is when they had to win 2 games against Miami, because those were like playoff games.
Sure.
Those were going to propel you into the 4-5 seat, right? They were going to do that. They pooped their pants. That's pretty much what they did. The Washington Wizards, on the other hand, I thought were going to be the 10 seed. Everybody thought they were going to be the 10 seed. They suddenly end up the 8 seed here. We were talking last week about Charlotte.
Yeah.
The Celtics playing Charlotte. But the Wizards played so well down the stretch.
No, they'll play 2 playing games. You know, they'll lose.
Yeah, they'll lose the first one. I think they win the second one against Charlotte
or
Indiana.
See, to me, it's like, and it's not because Jaylen Brown is out. I think you're done. Like, I think you're done. Like, I don't think you can make up for that. Now, that's not to say, like, so, you know, I'm sure the green team is off. If they had Jaylen Brown, they could have surprised somebody. Nope. If they had Jaylen Brown, they might have been able to win a game or two, maybe, against Brooklyn. You know what I mean? So there's no Jaylen Brown. Like, you just don't have enough. Like, it's Tatum, it's Kemba, it's Fournier. You don't have enough. It's not exactly a deep roster. We've been through this before. And you lose a guy like Jaylen, all of a sudden now, what, you want to pretend like because they're the Celtics, they're going to obviously get to the playoffs? No, this is not a great basketball team right now.
So
you're without one of your best players.
Yeah.
You're not going to I don't think you get through the play-in tournament.
And when you look at, if you want to look at, okay, so there's no Jaylen Brown. You go back to 2018, and maybe this probably isn't really a fair comparison. You didn't have two of your best players. You didn't have Gordon Hayward, and you didn't have Kyrie Irving.
Right.
And you still made it to the Eastern Conference.
Okay, so you're going to tell me that like Nesmith is going to also turn into Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown that postseason?
I said it's probably not
because
a fair
those two
comparison.
Guys were like you weren't even aware of what they were, and you were shocked and surprised and loved the performance you got from these young kids, Terry Rozier even that year. So I don't know where else it comes from. You know what I mean? Like those guys were good, and we said, okay, let's see. Now it's their team in the playoffs, and you were shocked and surprised, and it was awesome. But where else does it come from? No Jaylen Brown. So is it Nesmith? He could look good. I still don't think it's going to be enough. I don't see them beating Washington, and I'm not so sure they beat Charlotte.
The thing is, like, I would say that the way these types of seasons go for teams, when you have a team that's up and down, and they put, you know, they give you a lot of energy, and then they kind of run out of gas, and like in certain periods, and it's an up and down situation. They will come out, and Brad will have them ready to start the game. Lots of energy, lots of speed, just they'll be aggressive. They will be running up and down the court, okay, at least the first 2 shifts, okay, that's what will happen. But then by the second half, the realization and the understanding that they're just not good enough.
All right, here's the only thing I want them to do in this game tomorrow night, because we don't know the hamstring situation with Bradley Beal, though. I watched some of their game yesterday. He was terrible in the first half. He had a big second half. So I don't know. He says he's not 100%. But they can score a zillion points. Okay, they really can. Ish Smith comes up, and he's big against the Celtics as well. They can score an awful lot. If the Celtics come out and apply to the defensive end, they can win that game tomorrow. If they play the type of defense we've seen so far this year, they'll lose and they'll probably give up a $1.25 or a $1.30. They will. And that is the problem. Washington can score at will against you, and they have 2 really terrific players. Great players.
What would you rather see them do? Would you rather see them just, you know, bail out gracefully and be done with the season,
or go ahead and win
and then get bounced by and just get completely embarrassed?
I think
if you
don't make the playoffs, I think it's more embarrassing. You are not a playoff team.
Okay, so you make the playoffs, okay, through a play-in, and then you end up playing against the Brooklyn Nets, who just flat out just swamp you.
Or Philadelphia. Yeah.
Okay.
I want them to play Brooklyn or Philadelphia.
I want them to play Brooklyn. I just don't see it happening.
Right. I want to see them play one of these good teams and see how they match up.
I don't know how they match up.
Yeah, I don't feel good about it.
You know how this ends.
But I'll tell you what, this is disastrous if they lose this game against Washington and then lose against Charlotte or Indiana, and then Danny Ainge comes up and tells you it was just COVID.
It was just the injury.
Because of injuries.
And we're going to bring everybody back, and we feel good about our guys. You're crazy.
We did this a couple weeks ago. I said, there's no way you guys think this is the bottom. It isn't the bottom. Like, this is not as bad. Losing tomorrow will be the bottom. Thank God. End it. Wait. They all want it. Here, my question to you is, Do you think they even want to play in this game?
That's a good question. We should talk about that next, because first, we got a little breaking news.
Good. Uh-oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program.
This is breaking news.
We got, can I get some music now? We got a little...
Oh! It's not a miracle. It's a miracle.
Here we go.
What is it?
Give the news. Here we go. The city of Boston will align with the Massachusetts reopening timeline, allowing Boston businesses to reopen at 100% capacity effective May 29th.
Why the 29th?
Hey,
why the 29th?
You greedy son of a bitch.
Shut up.
12 days. You greedy bastard.
Give horse.
What are you doing?
He just came back to work last week.
Charlie Baker opened the 29th.
I followed the guidelines, by the way.
The mayor doesn't extend it 3 weeks. She keeps it on the 29th, and you're pissed.
You did read
tomorrow.
You did read the guidelines about the mask, right?
Face covering order will be rescinded on May 29th, except in public transportation and health care facilities.
Only if you're vaccinated. You must be vaccinated.
I don't know.
I'm vaccinated.
100%
I'm vaccinated.
Yeah, no. But you had the guy down the street administer the shot. That's a
so he said it was.
You gotta go to like a clinic or something.
So the city of Boston is 100% open May 29th. Yeah. And you're the only one bitching about
because
it.
Because it's.
I know. It's, stop it.
Because
why don't you quit?
Why don't you do
it's
it
not
now?
A miracle. It's
why
not
can't
a miracle.
You do
what's
it now?
What's wrong with the 29th?
Why do we have to wait 12 days?
Well, what the hell?
Here's the other one.
12 more days. You've waited 14 months.
Let me give you another one. No, they're purposely torturing people. So let me ask you this.
It's 12 days away.
They have set such low standards that you're willing to go down there in the weeds with them. The 29th is a Saturday. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. The holiday weekend starts on Friday the 29th. Why wouldn't you do it on Friday the 29th?
She could have said June 28th.
Yeah. Why?
But I'm just saying she could have. Why was it August
1st?
Why was it August
22nd? She could have said tomorrow.
God, you bitch.
She should have said today.
12 days away from reopening and you're pissed it's not tomorrow.
Oh, they'll change it. 12 days from now? Oh, they'll move it along.
I mean, thank you.
It's a miracle.
Just let's be excited for the end of this
Mortimer, we're back.
This guy.
I know, he's pissed.
I mean...
Wait a minute.
We all expected it 3 weeks behind
Massachusetts. Let me just check. What's Rhode Island? Oh, they're open now. What's Vermont? Oh, they're open. What's Maine? Oh, they're open. New Hampshire's been open for 2 months.
2 years.
Connecticut, they're open.
They never closed.
Please.
We
have to wait 12 days.
We just gained 3 months and you're pissed.
You love it. They're putting you in your place. We're going to keep you here for 12 days and wait.
What is he talking about?
Today. Do it today.
Oh, and you're basically, if they open it up this weekend, you'd be pissed that it's
not today. No, I'll be happy.
But next weekend.
Yeah, but they should do it Jesus. Today. What difference does it make? It's all brought to you by Window World of Boston.
Oh,
call 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW or online, windowworldofboston.com. 29th, my ass.
Are you ready for a miracle?